Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joseph, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you. So, no. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am absolutely going to vote, whatever that first one was.
Definitely going to vote. Okay. Now, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. Now, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
We are not.
Okay. Now, what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, so, okay, white. Let's go up. Okay, now, what is your age?
56.
56, okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely voting for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate. Leans likely to the Republican candidate.
I'll probably vote for the Republican candidate.
Probably vote for Republican. Okay. Thank you. So, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So, the first person that we have is Scott Boyd.
I'm sorry, say it again?
The full question or just the name of the person?
No, just the name of the person. I'm sorry, I'm hard of hearing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. So it is Scott Boyd. Scott, B-O-Y-D.
Oh, Scott Boyd? No, I'm not sure if this is it. I haven't done my research yet of where I'm going. I just know where my positions are.
Okay, so you would say that you don't really have an opinion on him?
Not yet, nope.
Okay. The next one that we have is Kamala Harris.
And what do you want to know about it?
If you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion.
Unfavorable.
Favorable.
No, unfavorable.
Oh, unfavorable. Okay. Would it be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. The next one that we have is Leonard Spencer.
I'm not going to answer that one. I'm not sure. Like I said, I haven't done my homework on everybody.
That's okay. That's okay. We can just mark that one as a no opinion as well. Okay. And the next one that we have is Erin Huntley.
Holy cow. I don't know that one either yet, but I should, and I don't.
Okay, so no opinion on Erin Huntley either. Or would you say that you've never really heard of him?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. And the last one that we have for this question is Carolina Amsby.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would it be for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Thank you. Now, would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
No, I'm definitely voting.
Definitely for Trump. Yep. Okay. Thank you. So we are about halfway through with the survey. Just stay with me for a little longer. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, no, you know what? I'm all about doing surveys, but halfway through isn't enough. I'm done. I've given everything I can. Thank you.